News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The Israeli military is announcing two officials who were in command during the airstrike that killed seven World Central Kitchen workers this week have been fired. This, as the White House and President Biden are now pressuring Israel to take concrete steps toward protecting civilian lives amidst the wider war in Gaza. Tal Heinrich, spokesperson for Israel's prime minister.
We all agree that there has to be minimal civilian suffering, minimal civilian casualties in Gaza, and we're working taking unprecedented steps to reach these goals.
During a phone call Thursday, President Biden reportedly spent 30 minutes with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu explaining that if Israel did not announce steps to address the suffering of civilians, U.S. policy would change. Biden set to travel to Baltimore Friday to visit with local and state officials in the wake of the Key Bridge collapse. Area resident Cecilia Johnson says Biden's visit shows the importance of the Port of Baltimore.
Your everyday living of everything you buy and use comes out of this port.
The White House said Biden's also planning to meet with the families of six bridge construction workers killed in the disaster. A federal judge denying Donald Trump's request to dismiss his classified documents case. The former president claimed that it should be tossed because his possession of classified records was protected by the Presidential Records Act. The judge in her decision wrote the charges Trump was seeking to have dismissed do not rely on that statute. Check your brackets. The NCAA semifinals are Saturday in Arizona. USA's Laura Winters with the update.
Lots of folks will be betting on and tuned into the Final Four. First, the game between Purdue and NC State, and then number one UConn and number four Alabama play in Glendale, Arizona Saturday. Monday night is the national championship game.
This is USA News.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its head-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
The FAA will continue investigating a near miss at New York's LaGuardia Airport. A commercial airliner accidentally buzzed the control tower last month during bad weather and multiple attempts to land.
Go around. 500 heading, climb maintain 2000. Climb maintain 2000.
Everything turned out fine. No one was hurt, but the FAA wants to find out how that plane ended up so close to the control tower. The first week of April proving itself to be true to its reputation as one of the most turbulent periods for tornado activity. Meteorologists have verified the occurrence of over 20 tornadoes across a dozen states this week, of course, with the possibility of more to come. Researchers will be using Monday's solar eclipse as a chance to learn more about our sun, as well as how the celestial event affects the natural world. NASA will launch a plane that will observe the outer layer of the sun and the dust ring that orbits it. Amir Kasbi, an astrophysicist working alongside the U.S. Space Agency, says the last time they did this was in 2017.
We got amazing data. I could see it coming down off the live satellite feed. And, of course, we're using a new instrument that's more capable and is able to get us a richer set of data, a richer set of observations.
Other scientists are set to study things like the quieting of wildlife during the eclipse and the event's impact on communications and lowering temperatures. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.